gentle people, and welcome to our inaugural show. Splendid stuff. Hooray. So, the boffins have been fed and watered, not that I can admit to their existence or how they're confined or treated. Nothing like that. It doesn't happen. So, we now need this week's theme. So, over to the Wheel of Calamity. Emma Jane, can you give it a spin, please?
And this week it's Wheelie Bins.
So, Emma's going to go down and confer with the boffins. Who are the boffins? All right, so we found some people on the street. We were just wandering around and lured them down to Emma's basement cellar area with wild promises of things that they might have liked. And now they're staying with us for a bit. So Emma shares the theme and then they write on little cards their solutions. And then we try and share that with you. So while that's happening, let's have the first song. Was Violence by Grimes. Right, so the boffins have spoken. Emma has had a little chat and we'll put their ideas about wheelie bins and how to solve them or deal with them on little cards. So the first one is from Clive, one of our boffins, and he says, help, help, I'm trapped in... No, hold on. Other side. He suggests that we use, we use wheelie bins as a form of very, very cheap yet highly available housing. So everybody who's had wheelie bins delivered to their property can now become a landlord, landlady with three properties. So these properties are available in three vibrant colours, black, blue and pink. And Clive goes on to sell them, saying stuff like they're an incredible space saver. It's a stylish management solution, eco-chic lifestyle. That's in pink marker. I don't know where he got a pink marker from. Customization galore and technological perks. So these are all things you can use to sell your new properties to prospective tenants. So that's Clive's suggestion. Emma, I think we can probably let Clive go now. He's done a good job. Well done, Clive. So next is the next song, and we're going to introduce DJ Deck. So after the first song, DJ Deck is going to decide which next song we play, and it's a matter of, well, I'll explain as we go. So here is DJ Deck. I am just going to pick this one. He's picked a king. Okay, so how it works is this. 1 to 9, the nearest it is to the middle, like a 6 or 7, that's 5. That's pretty close to the track style. Anything wildly 1, 2, 8, 9, that's quite different style genre. And then stuff like aces, jokers, kings and blah, they all have special rules. So this week, a king means we have to play Nat King Cole next.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, flash, bang, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, flash, bang, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in, the bottom fell out, I went into a spin, I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it, I-T-K.
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam, alakazam,
out of an orange colored sky. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out, I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit.
This is it,
I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye.
Flash, bam,
alakazam, out of an orange colored purple stripe, a pretty green polka dot sky.
Flash, a bam,
alakazam, and goodbye. Wow, I thought love was much softer than that. What a most disturbing sound.
And that was Orange Coloured Sky by Nat King Cole. Thanks to DJ Deck for that selection. Right, on to our next boffin. So this is Sally, and Sally has written on her card, give the wheelie bins a bit of a scrub, remove any identifying marks like city council or house numbers, and then list them on eBay. And we deal with the wheelie bin crisis by selling them, and somebody can pay to take them away. So I think, thank you for that, Sally. A little bit lazy, so I think you can stay with us for maybe another week. But good try, yes. Anyway, let's confer with DJ Deck and see what our next song is. Hold on a second. DJ Deck says a six. Okay, so that is going to be something relatively similar to what you just heard, but not the same. So that song is dedicated to poor, poor Sally. It was Ella Fitzgerald singing Cry Me a River. And poor Sally will be glad to know that we may be able to get some cheese later in the week, so she will probably get to eat. So, next suggestion is from our boffin Angela, who suggests that anyone who's quite good at arts and crafts paint animals onto the wheelie bins and then array them around your front yard, garden, whatever, and charge neighbours, visitors, a fee to actually visit the wheelie bin zoo. Again, bit lazy like Sally, so I think we're going to be keeping Angela for another week. Oh, well. So, that's Angela's suggestion. Moving on to the next song, which, according to DJ Deck, is going to be... Hold on. It's a 9. Waka waka wow wow you can eat. Balls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. Okay, back to wheelie bins. So our next suggestion from our next boffin is someone called Who's Going to Feed My Cat? That can't be your real name. Anyway, Who's Going to Feed My Cat suggests that you turn the wheelie bins into a mobile battle suit. One wheelie bin for each leg, one wheelie bin per arm, so two arms, two legs, and then put a bucket on your head and then just wander about the town, city, village, wherever you are, howling and doing battle. Think Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine style-y. So, Who's Going to Feed My Cat, I think, did quite well. Emma, could you let them out? I think they've earned their freedom. Yes. So, that done. And, oh, he's given a little wave. Oh, bye, Who's Going to Feed My Cat? Good luck. Have a good life. Right, DJ Deck, let's have a look. We have a 2. Oh, the extreme other end. Okay, coming up. And that was The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies by Tchaikovsky. I hope I pronounced that right. Okay, so on to the next boffin, I think. But before we do, I think a little round of applause for DJ Deck, who is doing a blinding job this week. Yay! Woo! So, on to our next boffin. Let's look at the card. Okay, this is Rancid Rat. Is that your real name, Rancid Rat? All right, anyway, you say, oh, yeah, that's funny. You've got a really good idea for me. Brilliant. Well done. Okay, you get points for that. Oh, okay. Bin juice cocktails. I don't really need to go into any more detail. I mean, that says it all. Ah. Okay, so DJ Deck, save us with a new song choice. What have we got? It is a king. So we're back to Nat King Cole. Okay, coming up. Thank you. So that was Nature Boy in a metal styly, inspired by Nat King Cole. And anyone wanting to write in and shout, I don't make the rules, it's a deck of playing cards. So you'd be literally shouting at an inanimate object. And next suggestion from our boffin, no. Again, Emma, can we do something about these people? These aren't real names, surely. Anyway, no, says convert them into meditation pods. So I've given that a little bit of thought in the many minutes while the track was playing. And what we're going to do is start with that. But you could fill the meditation pod with jelly or jam for special effects. Also, if you needed to come to some kind of nirvana state quickly, might be possible to light a fire underneath the wheelie bin, provided it doesn't get too melty. Though that might also defeat the object of meditation and emptying one's mind. All right, and further work needed on that. But yes, meditation pod, in you go. A trusted friend or family member can then lock the thing until an agreed time or point where you then be released, hopefully better for the experience. Okay, so DJ Deck is having a little bit of a sleep. He's put a lot of effort into the show thus far. So I'm going to use my generic brand audio player, no names provided, and just hit shuffle play for two things. So here we go.
Especially since cartoons live forever.
Please, I wanna die.
die.
We're all gonna die.
Die.
Pie.
It's muffin time.
So, two songs. First one was a band called The Who. That's H-U, not W-H-O. A song called Juve, Juve, You. And I hope you're all singing along to the chorus, which goes, "Hey, you traitor, kneel down. Hey, prophecies be declared." And the second song was The Muffin Song, not by Chip and Dale. So you don't get any points if that was your guess. It was by Such Moyoho. Yeah. So while those two bangers were playing, Emma went back down to the cellar, and it seems that we've run out of living boffins, unfortunately. So the rest of the show is just going to be me and Emma trying to figure out what to do about this explosion, this epidemic of wheelie bins that we've been afflicted with locally. So this is a bit off the cuff. Idea number one. I'm going to be inspired by a mythical game, air quotes, that may or may not have been played in the Middle Ages, which I'm going to call Clogs, where two people at the time, generally gentlemen, entered a barrel. Now, for a barrel, we swap it out for a wheelie bin. And the rules are very, very simple. Both people wear a pair of clogs. And then they have at it, and whoever's left conscious last, they're the winner. Right, next, how about my side of the road versus your side of the road? So all the wheelie bins on your side of the road, get them and then wheel them to the other side of the road. And then whenever one of your neighbours comes out to complain, laugh at them for having all of the wheelie bins. Ah. What do you think? Okay, up next. So roads can be closed for special purposes like flying bunting or eating cake. But you don't need to ask permission. You could ask for forgiveness. So get some chalk and on the road do a load of squares. So you've got a chessboard. You might need to reserve some parking so you've got enough space. And then you could have a game of chess with the wheelie bins across the road, and you'd have lots of freedom to do that because no one would be able to drive past unless they were very rude. So maybe BMW drivers or Audi drivers, they'd probably just try and plow through, but everyone else would sit there more politely and honk their horn, encouraging you to make the right move and maybe trying to teach you how to castle and stuff. So that's the next one. So, Emma has come up with Bin Disco. I tried to press her for details, but she ran off with a mop. So, at best guess, you get a portable speaker and you put it in the bin. And then the bin turns into a bass cabinet, a very cheap plasticky one. But you pump out banging tunes and then the wheelie bin acts a bit like a speaker cabinet. So there's that. Or, actually, no, nothing else comes to me. Thank you, Emma, for that fire and forget suggestion. But yeah, use it to boost your speaker output. Okay, Emma's now motioning with her hands. Yeah, love letter to your bin. Okay, so you write a love letter, explaining to the bin how much you appreciate it and the vital work that it does, and then you pass that to the bin, and you can display it on the bin for a bit, and then eventually when the sentiment has cooled or the bin has to do some important work, you can then put it into the, hold on, which colour is it? Pink? No, it's blue. Blue recycling bin, yes. And then you can recycle the letter appropriately and environmentally friendly. Which leads me on to a tangential question. Does anybody know how many paper straws it takes to offset the carbon emissions from a small industrialised country? Because I think it's more than seven. If anyone has any ideas, chuck a message somehow. I'm sure, in fact, I'm going to get Emma to put some details on how to contact the show. And then, yeah, help explain how many paper straws does it need, are needed. So, I need some more time to think and come up for a sprint finish for the show. So we're going to have three songs in succession. So DJ Deck has woken back up. We're going to start with an ace. Oh, heck. All right, so if it's an ace, then it has to be a song from the Muppets. Again, I don't make the rules, but that's an ace. DJ Deck for a second song says it's going to be a number four. So that's somewhat different, but not loads. And then finally, we're going for number three. So very similar. The second and third songs are going to be very similar indeed. So over to the music selector, boy.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, spared in his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Ma, na, ma, na.
Let me throw.
Ooh, ma, na, ma, na.
They will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
Ma, na, ma, na.
They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no.
Bernigini, Bernigini.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Does anyone know if there is a vibe for me? For me, for me.
So they tell us this video's going too fast. All I know is we're not getting paid tonight.
see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters. But moi!
Breath on that fat bastard couldn't bring any man to tears.
So, those three songs. First one was Bohemian Rhapsody, kind of by the Muppets and or Queen, depending on how you note such things. Second one, linking Muppets to a cartoon show, was the theme to South Park by Primus. And then, again, DJ Dex said something similar, so same band, My Name is Mud, also by Primus. And I think... Let's dedicate that last song, My Name is Mud, to the marvellous Boffins who've helped us this week to plumb the depths of the wheelie bin epidemic. Next up, sticking with the wheelie bin theme, which I know has been a lot of excitement about locally, I would say, are some AI-generated poems about wheelie bins. Yeah, this is a lot cheaper than trying to commission poets, and we've run out of boffins who are in a position to be able to communicate poetry. So over we go. So first one, a poem about wheelie bins. That's what it's entitled, which, I don't know, 3 out of 10 for... Yeah, not hitting me there. In the quiet corner of the street... stand wheelie bins, so bold and neat. Colours bright, a rainbow parade, holding secrets of the day they've laid. Wow, profound. All right, more points for the actual content, but that title sucks. Next, the green ones. Emerald, for gardeners' green decay, a home for leaves that danced away. In springtime blooms, they take a rest, turning waste into soil. They do their best. Oh, this is very positive, uplifting stuff. Next, the blue ones. There's a bit of a theme here. Cerulean smiles on recycling days, catching cans and papers in their gaze. Each item cleansed, a chance to renew, turning yesterday's trash to something new. Oh, this is lovely. Right, the grey ones. I don't know, how many of these? Oh, there's only three more, so, and then we'll do something musical, because, I don't know, your attention span can only take so much of this. Right, the grey ones. The stoic greys, the general mass, holding the remnants of meals gone past, with lids so tight they guard their troves, a silent witness to life's small coves. Right, you may need to change the colouring depending on what your local authority has decided for you. So that'd be green, I think, locally. Whatever. Anyway, life and rhythm. Just two more. Just hang on and then we'll get to another song. Just cling to the promise of the next song. You can do it. So life and rhythm. Each week they roll. A symphony sounds, a clattering chorus, the neighbourhood bounds. With rumbles and shakes, they travel afar, guiding our waste to the landfill star. Oh, wow. And finally, and this is a good positive note to end our poetry section on, a hopeful future. Yet in their role, there's more to see, a chance for change for you and me. Let's respect the bins, keep them clean and bright, for a greener tomorrow is a noble sight. So here's to the bins in every hue, unsung heroes, steadfast and true. In our little world, they play their part, holding our stories a work of art. And that it concludes the poetry section for this week's episode. I hope you'll agree that it was as, you were as whelmed as hopefully you were expecting. It could be under, could be over, but definitely whelmed of some kind. That's left to say is thank you for joining us, and see you next week on another edition of what do we dooby 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 do about... dot dot dot.